You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Robert Hitt. Robert has been an independent astrological researcher since 1974. After 20-plus years of research, he started the website www.astroecon.com in 1996. From 1996 until 2001, he produced the number one website on astrofinance. Starting in 2001, he was hired by a London investment banking institution as a consultant and lived the life of Riley, working from the beach on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. In 2006, he decided to head for the hills in preparation for the expected economic calamity, which did occur in 2008. Robert is known over many years as a very controversial character combining deep research into macrofinance, high-end spiritual concepts, and geopolitical detective-like investigations of the hidden hand behind the reality creating machinery. What seemed off the wall, written 5 years ago, is starting to become more obvious to the general population now. His knowledge base is still years ahead of most peers in his field. As of late 2008, he has gone on strike, posting no comments or predictions on his site as a form of protest against unconstitutional laws which limit free speech. The duration of that strike may last into the fall of 2010, when he expects Americans to regain the right to speak freely once more. Let's find out more about this right now. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Well,
I hear you're getting some shaking going on your side of the continent.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, we had a couple of days of, I think it was a 4.5 in Southern California. And today, we had a 6.5, I believe, right off of Eureka. Eureka.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I'm already getting sidetracked, but this is all tied into what you're saying is coming, isn't it?
Well, let me put it this way. I've done study on the Mayan calendar as well as the geocentric astrology, and the two are indicating that we're in the final year and a half of a crisis building up that will lead to vast changes in the way the world works starting in 2012. I think that pretty much the change will occur before 2012 even gets here.
You mentioned you have some terrific articles on your website, which I recommend that everybody go do and do their homework. Mm-hmm. And we'll mention that again before the end of the show. But you have an article on beliefs, another article which questions, are Americans too broken for the truth to set us free?
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing piece of writing. You also align with Carl Kellerman's concepts that the true date of the Mayan end date is in October of 2011. Would you like to share about any of those things?
Well, I think that the most important thing that we can discuss is the Mayan calendar shift.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because there really is no solution to our economic and political problems until we evolve to a point where we can actually make a choice not to live under tyranny, slavery, and a lot of illusions that is what the case is today. It's appalling to those of us that have been watching for a long time, seeing what's happening to the world and the country, and see the level of deception. And the only antidote for that is to sort of grow up and wake up and assume the responsibility of a conscious human spirit, and from that point we can start to say, no, we're not participating in this anymore. And I believe that the end of October of 2011 is the underworld building process is complete of the entire time structure. And at that point, we go into a 14-day ultra-acceleration that culminates on 11-11-11. If you extrapolate the evolutionary acceleration all the way to an infinite change in no amount of time, that date is 11-11-11.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's not discussed a lot. I think it's annoying that Kalman's work doesn't get more credit because it backtests and it's exquisite in its beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And what this transition, I believe, is sort of the equivalent of the second coming that the Christians are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That it's an opportunity for us to assume a fifth-dimensional awareness and become free of the constraints of four dimensions, which is what we live in now.
I agree with everything you've been saying, and you know, no matter how many times I look at these diagrams on the Mayan calendar, my little pea brain gets confused about the way that it works. And you've laid it out very nicely, and maybe you could help me and all of us understand a little bit better what these concepts are and how, because it's about consciousness, isn't it?
Well, it's about the evolution of consciousness.
Okay.
and the pyramid is the physical model that we can look at, and the base of the pyramid is 16 billion years, and then each layer on top of that is 20 times faster. So what happens is that as the evolution increases, then the amount of time that it takes for one order of magnitude of change decreases by 20 times. So what we're in right now is a period where you have one order of magnitude of change in only 12 years. This started in 1999. And in February of 2011, we ramp up again 20 times so that we have an order of magnitude of change in only 260 days.
Wow.
Each one of these stages builds upon the one before it. We're in an ethical and an integrity testing and development area since 1999. I think that's pretty obvious that integrity is everything and a lack of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in February of 2011, we go into a 260-day period that has to do with conscious co-creation.
Wow.
So that's sort of the ultimate in human evolution, when we can become aware of our field energies to a point where we start to be able to be conscious of what we're creating out in the world that we live in. And it's essentially magic.
Yes. Now, some people, let's just say there's a shadow element, have managed to sequester away this information and have been using it, apparently, to keep us from knowing the truth. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, it certainly looks that way. I'm an astute observer of events as they're occurring, and what it looks like is that there's scripting going on, and there's a plan. And it wouldn't surprise me if Mayan calendar timing is part of the scripting.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It definitely shows up in the geocentric astrological aspects. And the way that events are happening now in the context of the regular astrology is pretty stunning, too.
Huh.
So I believe that this is an attempt to keep the majority of people from waking up, and I am, and other people in my position that have been at this quite a while.
Yes.
We've sort of taken it upon ourselves to, you know, beat the drums and yell from the rooftops and to try and, you know, get people to wake up, because we're the ones that make the decision. They cannot enslave us unless we give them our consent.
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, it appears as if the majority, at least until now, has been giving away their power to others.
Right. And it's very disappointing. It's very it's demoralizing to those of us that have been working for a long time. I have conversations with other people in my field and other areas of forecasting and observation, and we're all kind of reporting the same thing. It's very difficult to watch this.
Yeah,
I know that
yeah.
Webbot Cliff is having a very difficult time of it, and I had a conversation today with Les Visible, who many people may or may not know, but this is one of the truly brave warriors for truth that's out there on the Internet right now, and he's having a really tough time of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you don't know what to do at this point except sit and wait. It feels like time is so short that there really isn't a whole lot that you can do except hold on tight and, you know, buckle your chin strap.
yeah, I agree with you totally on that. I read Les's blog today, and it was absolutely brilliant. I agreed with it totally. What is his blog site anyway?
Well, you can get to it by going to Smoking Mirrors.
Smoking Mirrors, yes, yeah.
And he's at a point where he's wanting to throw his hands up, and if you've been following Cliff. Cliff has also been there in the last year, and I've sort of shut down my comments. And it isn't that we're being selfish, as a few people have accused me of. It's just that I don't know what to say to people anymore.
Yeah.
Those that are wanting to wake up at this point, if you haven't already started, you're hopelessly behind, it feels like.
Yes.
And I hate to be judgmental about it, but I'm trying to help people, and those that have not really put much effort out up until recently, it blows their mind. They cannot handle what I can teach them.
Yes. I totally agree with you on all of this, and I've been following Cliff's work for a while now, and I've had him on the show a couple of times, and I'll have him back as many times as he'll come back.
Uh-huh.
But his reports are, his site is halfpasthuman.com,
right.
And I think just about everybody that's listening will probably be familiar with his webbot projects, and
right.
It's absolutely required reading.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want to know what's going on.
Right.
So,
well, Cliff and I have been in contact for years. We do share information. We try not to cross-pollinate one another.
Right.
but Cliff is able to see the thought forms on down the timeline.
Wow.
And he sees what is being created at a particular point in time from the present.
Wow.
Now, the astrology gives me the ability to know about equality of what a particular time out on the timeline is going to be, what types of energies are there.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to use intuition and more or less psychic abilities in order to see these things, whereas Cliff is actually tapping into the sort of mass psychic ability that leaks out in the language. It's brilliant, and the two things that we do complement one another.
Yeah, they're beautiful aspects of expressing what's really happening in the quote real world, which is largely invisible for us right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the past does not exist in anything but a quantum sense, and the future does not exist in anything but the quantum sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a concept that people don't think about much, but it's true. From the present, you can change the past as well as change the future.
Mm-hmm.
And how you change the past is you change your perception of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that affects what you're seeing in the present.
Right.
And this is one of the tricks of the propagandists, is that they rewrite history.
Yes.
And convince people that certain things happened.
That's
and
right.
Then that affects their ability to see in the present.
Wow, beautifully stated.
Well, you know, this is part of the mind control apparatus that we see that's just running amok at this point.
Yeah.
Very few people can operate outside of belief systems. And unless you can get through the beliefs, then you cannot really see what's there. You're only seeing what your beliefs will allow you to see. And that's another way that the propagandist and the mind control apparatus works, is that to convince us that something is real when it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And conversely, to convince us that something that is real isn't there.
True. Yeah, exactly.
Such as,
for instance, you know, all sorts of psychic abilities. People are told that it doesn't exist, it doesn't work. And then it's amazing to watch people use their unconscious psychic abilities to disprove it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that's part of the way things work.
The only
thing that's actually real to us in this world is what we're focusing our attention on. Nothing else is real but that. It's sort of like that's what your currency is.
Mm-hmm.
In the quantum sense. And people that have studied things like The Secret and techniques like that, that's why that works, is because when you're focusing your attention on something, that's what's real.
Mm-hmm.
And if you focus your attention on it enough, it will become real.
Mm-hmm. Well, it appears that, you know, we're presently in the sixth night, the Mayan sixth night, which continues until November, is it, of next year, or?
It we're past the crisis stage, which is the fifth night,
right,
of the cycle that started in 1999. So we're right now in a birthing process, moving up to a new rate of change that will begin in February of 2011.
Okay.
So now, we're in the acceleration part of it right now. It's sort of like coming down the birth canal.
Wow. And then in February is the real acceleration, when things are ramped up 20 times.
Right. Now, my hypothesis on this is that the rate of change accelerates from the fifth night of that previous cycle into the next one. So that by the time we hit February of 2011, we'll already be at that 20 times rate of change.
Right.
So the reason why things feel so crazy right now is because this is ramping up really quickly.
I sure feel it.
and I don't think that many people can really cope with the rate of change. And what the vast majority seem to be doing is completely going unconscious here.
Yeah.
And those of us that are attempting to remain awake, you know, it could be a rough ride. There's lots and lots of testing of our integrity that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to that next phase consciously unless you've passed the test of the previous stages, and we're in that integrity testing still.
Yes, absolutely right.
So, you know, I would like to say to everybody, you know, that's the number one thing. It doesn't matter about money. It doesn't matter about a lot of things. What matters is keeping your integrity through this period. And then you will earn the right to become a conscious co-creator and not have to worry about you being a black magician about it.
Right.
Which is a real pitfall that that I see.
And there's also a shift between being totally concerned and wrapped up with oneself and how you can get ahead of others.
Uh-huh.
And that whole process of viewing yourself as a fragment, you know, that has to get ahead, and shifting into realizing that there are no others.
Right.
And that the only way up and out or in is a very narrow path, and it's not. And as you said, it requires integrity and, you know, honesty and truth and all those other things, including opening of the of your compassion in your heart.
Right. It's and, about unifying the heart, mind, and head mind.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, as much as I've studied over the years, the single most important event that happened to me was it being initiated in Brazil by a shaman who actually showed me. And that was the greatest gift I've ever been given by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was an ayahuasca ceremony. Listeners might want to check into that, that ayahuasca has been used for 5,000 years by indigenous people. And it's one of the reasons why they had this type of knowledge like the Mayan calendar,
mm-hmm.
which they had other knowledge sets too, not just about time.
That's allowed them to walk between worlds and to carry the information forward from the past as well. The past, mm-hmm. I'm making that same mistake. There is no past. To carry all information in the present, I guess.
Well, it certainly showed me that I'm an immortal spirit and that I've never left there and that what I'm experiencing here is an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that really everything is okay and everything is perfect as much as we don't really understand it from this perspective.
Right.
People need to understand that the difference between four-dimension and five-dimension awareness is as great as from two dimensions to three. If you're on a flat piece of paper, all you know is right or left.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot conceive of up
mm-hmm.
or anything of that nature. And then you can only see a two-dimensional object for what it is from a third dimension. So we'll only really understand this world of four dimensions when we have a five-dimensional awareness of it.
Do you feel that this this whole period that's leading up to the window of 2012 that's happening right now is taking us through the fourth and into the fifth?
Well, we're waking up to
the fifth. Okay.
That's the point. There's no achievement here as much as it's a... a realization, a dawning, becoming aware of we're already in a five-dimensional state, but
right.
we're not awake to it.
Right.
Or,
right.
you know, let me put it this way. We're all aware of it to some degree or another.
Mm.
We have our moments.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're experiencing intuition and deja vu and those types of things, those are fifth-dimensional qualities that we have.
Yeah.
And a lot of this awareness originates in the third eye, and we will be learning how to see things with our minds as well as our eyes. And when you can do that, then you can see inside of it, and you can actually see the archetypal energies that are associated with people and different objects and symbols and that sort of thing.
So, it sounds like what you're saying is that some people are going to, those of us who have been working on this for some time now, will probably have a little difficulty with it, and as you said, it's a difficult thing to watch unfolding.
Uh-huh.
It's so painful, and especially the intuitive process and the empathy of feeling what's going on for me is particularly disturbing. But nonetheless, as you said, what can we do except continue walking our path and moving forward?
Well, one of the things that concerns me about this time period we're in and what we're going to be experiencing is that there's a tremendous amount of negative manifestations
mm-hmm.
that have been built up like a big dam that are out there in front of us. And this acceleration, I believe, is going to be pushing against that.
Yeah.
So we have a choice to start to take those things down or not. And when we get into the February of 2011 time period, when conscious co-creation is the theme, I certainly hope that between now and then we could find a way to train people not to think in destructive ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the predictions and forecasts and prophecies about negative things happening, unfortunately, appear to me to be somewhat self-fulfilling. Because this is what people are creating as the future, and then that's what they're going to get.
So is it possible that there will be multiple futures that will break up into different timelines?
Oh, I've considered that, yes. And this may be some of the information that's in the Bible that, you know, by the time we get it, we don't really understand it. But it sounds like the Bible's sort of describing a splitting apart of reality where, you know, one goes one way and one goes the other.
Yeah, it does.
And that's entirely possible, and it feels like that's what's going on, actually.
It feels like
we're going to have to leave a lot of people behind.
Yeah. And as you said, so many that are moving into unconsciousness are just going to self-implode.
Well,
you know, I just can't see people surviving the enormous avalanche of information and awareness that's going to be coming down the tubes that's been repressed for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people have been putting their fingers in the dikes, and the dam's about to break, or if it's already broken, and the water's on the way, and people who haven't been paying attention are just going to get washed right out to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's going to be a shame, because it's only their ego that's going to be stopping them from experiencing heaven on earth. Because that's what the result of this will be. When you know you are an immortal being and you have full capabilities of being able to see and know what's around you, full telepathic abilities, able to manifest reality nearly instantaneously, this changes the rules. And the idea of money will become laughable when people have that sort of ability. It's just the whole system that we're living under right now is impractical when you have maybe millions of full-blown, enlightened, psychically aware people around.
Yes, who can see through, you know, the illusion and read minds, or at least read the intent of people and know intuitively what they're about.
Right, and to recognize the psychopaths
for
what they are, and that totally disempowers them.
Yeah, and so unfortunately,
George
psychopaths
would be selling used cars.
Yeah.
Instead of becoming president.
Yeah.
And we can do this, and I do think that it will happen awfully quickly. And this may be triggered by these vibratory changes as we're going through this, you know, alignments with the galaxy and all of that, may in fact be changing our brain chemistry. And that is sort of like turning on a light switch as far as these capabilities are concerned. And I think that we're seeing a new race of human beings in the process of being created. Some people call it Homo Noeticus. And what happened to the Neanderthals will probably happen to the Homo sapiens. That they will become obsolete.
And this will be this is an opportunity for those who are willing to step up to the plate and take the responsibility for their actions and thoughts and emotions, to move into that, I guess you could call it a golden age.
And this is all based on very, very simple concepts that are easy to understand, that children can understand it, people with limited mental capacities can understand it. You know, we're all the same person here.
Mm-hmm.
We're fractals of the solar system. That's why the astrology charts work, because that's who we are. We're the dreams of the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
And the horoscope is the map way and the sort of part you agreed to play here.
Mm-hmm.
And that at a future time, we will almost be like giant entertainment device where you can go, oh, I think I want to live Bob Hitt's, 50th year. Let me turn that dial that one up, you know. Oh, yeah, you know, and you'll be able to be just experiencing another person's life.
Kind of like a living library or something.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Well, I think that's really how things work. We're just not awake enough now to understand that. And, the rules will completely change when you can put your perceptive focal point in the mind and in the life of someone else,
mm-hmm.
and actually become them
mm-hmm.
for a
yes.
moment even, then you'll know everything about them.
That would certainly put politics at risk, wouldn't it?
Well, there won't be an organizational need for politics.
Right.
And people will know to do the right thing, and the idea of possessions would change. And I know that this sounds very utopian, but really, I mean, what choice do we have, really, if we want to survive as a race?
Mm-hmm.
We have to move to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't even communism, because there's no other rule other than do the right thing.
Right, right.
There's no need for laws, because you know if you break them, you break yourself on them.
Right, right. Right. It just makes so much more sense than the way we're living now.
Right.
It just, even logically, if you think it through, it seems like that's the logical next step for us.
Well, I try to convince people about this, and they are always seeming to come up with, well, it's always been this way, it'll always be the same.
Mm-mm.
And I get so annoyed with that.
Yeah.
Because that's the reason why it doesn't change.
Yeah, the belief
system.
We have
to create the future. If we don't create it, it won't happen.
Yep.
So those of us that have this vision, we need to consciously have that be our intention. That this is the way things would be, and it doesn't have to take a long time.
Yeah.
We don't have to suffer forever under these conditions, that things can change.
Yes, overnight.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
And it's a matter of changing the perception. That's all it is. and this is the type of thing that the shaman was showing me. It was the most amazing experience to come in contact with my immortality and to understand that I never left there. There's nothing but love there.
Wow. Wow.
And that experience is available to people if they want to do it.
Yes.
I flew to Brazil, where it's legal. I went to Amsterdam, where it's pretty legal, and did it there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm a very much of an advocate of it. Of course, I'm an old hippie and went to Woodstock and had plenty of experiences back in the 70s, so... when I went to Brazil in 2005, it was a little bit like riding a bike, you get on and you're not steady for a second, but then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I remember this.
It's easy.
Yeah, I tapped into that period, too, because I was born in 1950, so I blew through the 60s with, some interesting experiences in mm-hmm. metaphysics and LSD and, a few other substances. But
the important thing is that you learn how to function in this multidimensional, awareness.
Mm-hmm.
and, you know, really it takes some practice to understand. What kind of concerns me a little bit is that this vibratory change is ramping up these natural brain chemicals that we have.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we get into 2011, it's going to be like the general population is going to be tripping, but they don't understand it. And that's going to be quite a strange world to live in.
Yeah, yeah.
It won't be for a very long period of time that this will be the case, but 260 days is 260 days.
That's a
lot of things can happen.
A lot of things can happen, yes. Okay. Well, do you think that some people have incarnated to be way-showers for the others that are just having that difficulty working through that process? I mean, it just seems...
Some of us are here to be guides?
To be...
I don't know what you mean by way-shower.
Well, to guide the others who are, you know, when this period comes, there'll be those who know what's going on and are comfortable
right.
with it.
Well, I'm trying to be that.
Okay.
That is my intention. Some days I do a good job and some days I don't. I'm human. You know, I don't want people to think that, you know, I've just, you know, got everything all under control here, because that's not the case, you know. It's just as stressful for us that have been at it a while as other people. And, you know, we have our own lives to live and our own storylines.
Right, right.
Things that we agreed to do, and, you know, in our incarnations here, we have appointments with people and karma to work out and those sorts of things. But in the end, I want to be able to be that calming force in people's lives to go, oh, it's okay, it's okay. You'll be fine. You know, don't resist the change.
Right,
just let
right.
it go through you.
Right, right.
You know, all it is ego death.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, ego is really the source of a lot of evil in this world. In fact, it may be the source of evil in this world.
Yeah, yeah.
This idea of I'm me and you're you and my things and your things.
Yeah.
Separation. The ego is always separating itself from others.
Yep.
So, you know, that idea is what will become obsolete.
Yes, and of course that takes down all the people at the top of the pyramid, the imaginary pyramid, who believe that they're gods and we're useless eaters.
Well, and they have their false pyramid that they're trying to build. It's probably like a Tower of Babel story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bound to collapse, because it's built on a central falsehood of separateness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That cannot succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's based on a false premise.
Right.
You know, this whole evolutionary change that we're going through is bringing us through that. It's almost like going through the eye of a needle. And I really, you know, in a intuitive and in psychic way, I cannot see events clearly past 11-11-11. What I think that is the reason is because when this paradigm shift occurs, we're really not in a position to imagine what that will be like yet.
Right.
You know, what if millions, you know, or tens of millions of people all of a sudden wake up to their true spirit and their immortality and their full capabilities, this world could be transformed very, very, very quickly. Potentially by the time we get to 12/21/2012, the majority of this shift has already occurred, and we're now living in a heaven on earth type of theme, at least, where everybody's happy, everybody's busy rebuilding, everybody has joy in their heart,
mm-hmm.
that they
mm-hmm.
know that this evil wind is past.
Yes,
and we don't have to live like that anymore.
Yes, oh, man,
yeah,
I can't wait for
that. There's everybody here.
Yes.
And if you include some of the suppressed technologies, that we don't get to use because they're not profitable for us to have.
Right.
You know, zero point energy and all sorts of very interesting recyclable energy things. You know, this is going to be, you know, a totally different world by the time we hit that 12/21/2012.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of laughable about everybody's focused on that, where really, you know, why do we have to wait until then?
That's a belief system.
Well, it is.
And
it's going to be imposed. And, you know, I just want to try and caution people that the truths that are worth knowing are always very simple, and that all of this sidetracking that goes on is about a lot of things that are irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
What's relevant is what's in our hearts and what's in our minds, and it doesn't matter if there's aliens that come or not, that an alien coming is not going to change you inside. You have to do that.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm not looking for any outside forces to come in quote, save us. That we're God here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our responsibility collectively to do this.
And, of course, in the world, we see that so many people are divided. The God thing has turned into left and right radicalized concept, which is just a way of keeping people at each other's throats, divide and conquer.
Right. Well, all of this separateness issues, as soon as you get into any kind of religious or spiritual concepts that are focusing on us, them, up, you know, down, bad, good, judgments, and different things like that, that's not unity.
No.
So it's false right on the face of it.
Right. And it's simple to figure out what's right or what's false and what's not false based on that premise.
Oh, it's easy to tell.
Yeah.
And when you're reading people's books, and, you know, this is one of the ways that people could learn how to see when they're studying this information, is what perspective is this person coming from?
Mm.
And if it's from the idea of separateness, then we've got a problem here as far as their
right.
credibility is concerned.
Exactly.
You know, because ultimately there's only one person here looking
right.
out of everybody's eyes, and the joke is on us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's something that egos have a very hard time grasping, is the, you know, that really the life and the awareness that is your life is the same life that's in all the other life. You know, and the ego is a container that thinks that it's only what's inside of it, what's
yeah.
contained within it, that's the only thing that's real to an ego.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to get too metaphysical here, but, you know, one thing I would like to do is go into a little bit of the themes for this next year astrologically on a geocentric basis and try to give people a little bit of a heads up on, you know, what to expect here.
Wonderful.
Right now we have Saturn and Pluto squared 90 degrees to each other up in the sky. This is one of the toughest aspects that we'll be dealing with. We're in the thick of it right now, and it will be in effect until February, and it'll start to lighten up. You know, this very, very hard winter has everything to do with that, you know, aspect that's up in the sky right now. This is a, sort of a very brutal astrological energy, probably the maximum in brutal astrological energy, and there, of course, one thing that, you know, is very tough to deal with is cold.
Oh, yeah, right.
So cold slows down the economy. It just, you know, it really does challenge. And so anyway, we have a rough winter here, and I believe that the economy is really going to struggle. I believe we saw some statistics come out last week that confirmed that the recovery is failing.
Oh, yeah.
So we get into the springtime, and I think that the government is going to react by trying to stimulate the economy directly to consumers. And we have an election year, so I would fully expect them to try and make it look good
right.
for that election.
Right. Put on the dog and pony.
The Saturn-Pluto square comes back again in July and in August, and it's going to be joined by Saturn opposing Uranus and squaring Pluto. And the last time that the planets lined up like that was in the 30s.
Wow.
So the economic difficulties will, you know, not be going away easily, and I'm afraid that the government will overreact and create a hyperinflationary problem, which will destroy the value of the dollar. And just yesterday, Venezuela devalued its currency by 50% overnight.
Wow.
So these things are already starting to happen.
Well,
and at some point later this year, you may very well see a devaluation of the U.S. dollar.
Well, there's a couple of other things going on, too, probably lots of other things. Isn't there a real estate bubble that's about to collapse as well?
Well, the real estate bubble already collapsed, and the attempt to reflate it has been totally ineffective.
Okay.
So that there is another leg down in real estate values, which is occurring right now.
Okay.
Now, the tricky part of it is this, is that once the deflation runs its course, and then we switch over to an inflationary situation again,
yeah.
then everyone's going to want to scramble towards hard assets because the value of the cash is going to be very questionable. So real estate... it could rapidly improve as far as the numbers are concerned.
Right.
Very quickly when we have this shift. So, you know, people who are struggling right now to keep their homes that, you know, are worried about longer term, I think that you will see an inflationary surge of some sort restore the actual number value. The actual value in terms of trading it for something else may not be the same as it was.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of servicing the loan, paying on off, and things like that, you will all of a sudden be able to pay it off with cheaper dollars.
Mm.
So this probably is going to be well into effect by 2011.
What about, well, it sounds like the astrology is lining up towards another kind of a spiral of depression that would indicate a Wall Street collapse.
Well, I'm a trader. I watch these markets like a hawk. I watch
okay.
events unfolding as well as the market in real time. And what we have seen lately is that stock market is levitating. And it's not going down. Really, you know, the natural thing for it to do would be to go down to reflect this grim, you know, prospects.
Mm.
But, you know, they did print up $12 or $14 or $20 trillion and put it into the hands of financial people.
Yeah.
And they're buying up stuff already.
Right.
Now, stocks are something that is popular because it has a liquidity. You can get in and out of it quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas you can't buy real estate and get in and out of it quickly. And it's not even that easy with gold if you want to hold it physically. It's a pain
right.
in the butt, actually. You've got to put your money up, and then you have to wait for weeks to get it, and then you're responsible for any price differences that might occur, so you're assuming a risk. And, you know, I'm talking about trying to buy physical gold and silver.
Right, right. And then as the things got bad enough, you can't eat gold, so, you know, what are you going to do with your Van Goghs and Monets when there are people, you know, clamoring with guns and knives and fire and violence?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to hope that that will not occur.
Yeah.
My thought on this is that if we're going to see a violent situation in this country, that it will probably be this summer.
Okay.
As far as riots and the potential for government repression, as in martial law and things of that nature. The Astro in July and August is that rough.
Wow.
That we could be seeing that type of thing. Now, let me put it this way. It's not fate. It's a possibility which right now is high enough to have a lot of concern about it.
Mm-hmm.
We can diminish that possibility by making other changes. And, you know, there's free will involved here.
Mm-hmm.
The Astro is what it is, but we have a choice on how we react to it.
Right, right.
So, you know, once we get through this summer, then the geocentric astrology starts to become much less negative. I'm not going to promise people that things will get great right away. We're just looking at stopping the pain and starting the healing processes. And then 2011, with this acceleration of the Mayan calendar energies, you know, that's our opportunity to, you know, even start to recreate this world before the actual shift occurs. There's no reason why we have to wait.
Right, right, right.
And we can also focus on improving ourselves into that time period, too. We're the ones that control our own evolutionary stages, you know, in that way.
Right. We can step on the gas and we can step on the brakes if we're going too fast.
Right. Right. So, and you can have this experience that I'm seeing that will be widespread before 11/11/11. I had that experience in 2005. You know, it is available if people want to do it. And the funny thing is, you know, I talk to people about this, and they're, hey, you know, you can go somewhere where it's legal, and you can do this. And they go, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. That's drug.
Yeah.
Well, what difference does it make? It's not a drug. It's a conscious choice.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how you get there.
Right. What about those who would argue that that's a shortcut? That
well, who says that the shortcut's not the way to go? Who made up that rule that, oh, it has to be the long way?
Well, I just had to bring that up as a, you know, to post, you know, the other side of that argument.
Right. Oh, I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe I'm just dumb. But I'll immediately say, well, who made up that rule?
Right, right.
You
somebody
know.
Who doesn't like people who do that and may go through the shortcut and come out the other side enlightened.
Right, exactly. Just because you suffered doing something, that doesn't mean I can't do it by getting high.
Thank you very much. I agree with you on that one.
Uh-huh. And one point, you know, that we all need to, you know, look at is that all of the things that we're doing is intended to make us feel good, to make us high.
Right, right.
And, you know, all of the achieving in sports and acquiring assets and, you know, having money and all that, that's intended to make us feel good, to make us high.
Right.
Well, why
right.
do we have to get high that way?
Right.
Why can't we just be high in our hearts and be satisfied with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's, a lot of people are afraid of that inner journey and finding out what's really there.
Uh-huh.
You know, so many people haven't opened their closet doors and are living in major denial. And ego is a difficult thing to let go of if you're just starting that process. It's, you know, that it thinks it's it's going to die, and it's frightened of it, and it's true, and it has to go. So, I mean, one way or the other, we have to face it and work through that stuff. And,
and well, it's the most interesting of times that we could possibly live, and it wasn't meant to be easy.
No, no kidding.
If it was easy, it wouldn't be fun. And if we knew all the outcomes, it wouldn't be exciting.
Right, that's right.
So, you know, I'm trying to be encouraging here in spite of the fact that, you know, we do have some grim prospects here. Mostly because of the people who won't wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
They're making it grim.
Yeah. Well, as these energies are ramp up, as you said, that will create a possibility for shifts for more and more people, I would think.
Well, yeah, and we're seeing it. I mean,
yeah, it's happening.
And the places where you have the most adverse conditions, and I believe the United States right now falls into that category, that from a consciousness point of view, this is the toughest place to live
in the
world.
No kidding.
The toughest place to be enlightened.
Yep.
And, you know, that's friction, and that creates strength. And,
right.
Many years ago, I predicted that the United States empire would collapse, and that it would be in full collapse right now. And this is back in 1996, when I first started my website, that I predicted this. But coming out of that adversity, the United States will become the spiritual center of the world going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that the byproduct of losing the empire is becoming the next Mecca or Tibet or, you know, holy place.
On a much higher level that is not materialistic or controlled and in a living in duality and polarity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Robert, we're just about to run out of time. And
well, it went fast, didn't it?
I could talk to you for hours about this stuff, and I know everybody would love it if we could do that. So before we go off, would you mention again where your site is and where people can read all your articles and find out more?
Okay. Well, first of all, my website is really clamped down hard. I got the message that I should be keeping under wraps for a while, and that's what I'm doing. But
okay.
My website's www.astroecon.com.
Okay.
And right now I'm kind of posting a very limited amount of information. It doesn't mean that I'm going away. After all, I'm talking to you.
Right. Thank you for that, by the way.
I'm picking my spots now, and I'm trying not to put a lot of stuff in writing. And that's where the problems could lie with some of the laws that have been passed. Is the stuff that you write, even the stuff you've written in the past, could be a problem.
On that happy note,
that danger is this year.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be following your work and your writings, and anytime you want to come back and talk some more about all of this, I'd love to have you back, because this is the essence of what we're going through.
Uh-huh.
And we need to be talking about this and getting this out there and sharing it, and people need to hear it so that they can feel validated and not feel like they're just going crazy and they're the only ones out there, you know, that have been living with this.
Well, so, maybe I can convince my buddy Cliff to come on, and we'll do a three-way conversation.
Well, that'd be wonderful. I'd love to do that.
Well, we'll see. He can be cranky, so I have to pick my spot to ask him.
All right. Well, I always love talking to Cliff. I mean, he's one of my favorite guests. So, and you're a great guy. I love talking to you, too. So the two of you together, I think that would be dynamite.
Well,
Robert,
I appreciate your thinking.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and and thank everybody for listening.
Okay, Lance, you keep doing a great job, and thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, and good night, everybody. Stay tuned for the next show. And I'll talk to you soon, Robert.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.